This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have won the state of Michigan primaries, further solidifying the all but certain rematch between the two men. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which grassroots organizers have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. As for Trump, he has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. The stalemate over getting more aid to Ukraine continues, with the White House urging the House of Representatives Republican leader to move faster. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaker Mike Johnson still is not committing to a vote on the aid package, but says the House is looking at options.
And we will address that in a timely manner.
At the White House.
What do you mean by that? I can tell you, to the Ukrainian soldier on the battlefront, timeliness is now.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We're already, in some ways, too late.
Saying Ukrainian forces have lost one key town due in part to a lack of ammunition.
They are certainly beginning to lose territory that they had clawed back from the Russians. And now they have to give it back to the Russians because they can't fight them off.
Kirby says the Ukrainians simply deserve better.
It's not running out of courage, you're running out of bullets.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aid sent from Jordan was airdropped over Gaza on Tuesday by the Jordanian army. Jordan's King Abdullah had said on Tuesday humanitarian aid to Gaza must be doubled to prevent a deterioration in a hunger crisis affecting over 2 million people. Jordan is urging its Western allies to lobby Israel to increase aid. This is VOA News. The Emir of Qatar has spoken of a race against time to secure hostage releases as part of diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza. His meetings with President Emmanuel Macron came as negotiators from the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have been working to broker a ceasefire deal in which U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas would free some of the dozens of hostages it holds in exchange for Israel's release of Palestinian prisoners and a six-week halt in the fighting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said on Monday the West African country Benin had offered 2,000 troops for a Kenyan-led mission to tackle gang violence in Haiti. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Close to 5,000 people were killed in gang violence in Haiti last year, and some 300,000 driven from their homes, according to UN estimates. Thomas Greenfield was speaking in Guyana on Monday, where she had traveled for the Caribbean Community Summit. She said she had learned of Benin's offer just before starting the trip. Some Caribbean countries that had pledged support to the Haiti mission had called for more Francophone countries to join the effort, she added. Kenya, which has promised to lead the mission, offered 1,000 police officers. However, a local court barred the move as unconstitutional. Kenyan President William Ruto has, however, said that satisfying the court's concerns can be simply achieved, and that the plan will go ahead.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Three men have been charged with terrorism offenses in a London court. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The men, arrested in an investigation into right-wing extremism, were charged with preparing to commit a terrorist act, according to authorities. Prosecutors said the men had joined extreme right-wing online chat forums and had distributed information on guns and ammunition. The men had manufactured a semi-automatic gun and identified an Islamic education centre in Leeds as a possible target. The men were held in custody after their appearances by video and ordered to return to the Central Criminal Court on March the 15th. They did not enter pleas. Karen Chamas, London.
The number of babies born in Japan in 2023 fell for an eighth year in a row and is the lowest in Japan since it started compiling birth statistics in 1899. 632,000 babies born last year, a 5% decline from the previous year. The number of marriages also fell last year and was below 500,000 for the first time in 90 years. That's one of the key reasons for the declining births, since out-of-wedlock births are rare in Japan. The government plans more support and subsidies for families with children. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.